Foster here, and welcome to the Brand Forward Leadership Podcast. I am the creator of the Big Brand Formula and president of Jerry Foster Branding, where we specialize in working with service-based entrepreneurs who want to create a big brand and a strong message that sells so you can excite, delight, and ignite your market and make it easier to get clients. So, please stick around to the end of the show, and we will share how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes or so. In the meantime, let's go. Okay, welcome everybody to the Brand Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Jerry Foster, the big branding guy, also known as the branding evangelist. And oh my goodness, I've been chatting with a fellow Midwesterner, because those of you who may not know this, I'm originally from Michigan, born and raised, Midwest guy. And she is from that same neck of the woods, Wisconsin and Minnesota, great places. So welcome to the show, Lori Conkler. How you doing, Lori?
Thank you. I am doing fantastic. Super excited to be here with you. And yes, and you did say Madison. I actually lived in Madison for about 12 years. So that is not incorrect.
Wow. I was in Madison 20 years ago during the winter time. All the Packer fans. I remember that.
Yeah, it's terrible in the winter.
but that's a great college town. I remember walking down that main street that leads to the university.
Yeah. State Street. It's beautiful. Before I started out in my own business, I actually worked on the UW campus for about 4 years.
Tell everyone exactly what your company does.
Yeah. So my company, The Zennial Traveler, it's a coaching, consulting, and event company. So I am an intuitive business success coach and messaging mentor. And I also, as I said, do consulting and retreats for female entrepreneurs specifically.
Oh, very nice. What's your area of expertise, subject matter expertise? What's your zone of genius, right?
My zone of genius really is honestly helping people to own their zone of genius through their words, through their messaging, and really bringing that forth into their sales, to their marketing, because your messaging really is everything when it comes to your business and attracting the right people that you want to have working with you.
Wow, this is a perfect fit, because this is a branding website.
Yes.
The kind of strategic branding work I do complements exactly what you do in terms of the messaging part.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a game changer for people.
Oh my God. So what's the biggest problem that you solve for your clients? In fact, let me back up a bit. Who is your target audience? Who do you serve?
Yeah, so who do I serve? I work with primarily female entrepreneurs. Most are in service-led, service-centered businesses, a lot of coaches, consultants, event planners, retreat leaders. Those are my core group. Okay. Every now and then, you know, you get some other stragglers in there, but that's the main group of people that I serve.
Okay. And what's the biggest problem or challenge that you solve for them when it comes to their messaging and whatnot?
Is really helping to bring forth the true voice, to bring forward that brand messaging, and to powerfully speak about the outcomes of their work, because they're literally leaving tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on the table because they're not owning that power in their messaging. And it's just like generic, fluffy stuff rather than that really direct messaging that people need to hear and want to hear in order to be not even convinced to buy, but just to come in and say instantly, yes, this is my person. This is the person I want to buy from.
I love that. They're not owning their power. What do you think's going on? What's the block that's keeping people from owning their power, these female entrepreneurs?
Yeah, honestly, a lot of it, there's all sorts of things really that come in on an individual basis that causes people to not do that. But a lot of times for females in particular, we've been led to believe for a large part of our life. And I work with a lot of people who are, I would say, mid-30s to like mid-50s. So we've been brought up to believe that we have a certain role in society and we shouldn't have this bold, big voice and that we need to conform to the way things have always been rather than stepping into the way we want them to be. And that is something that a lot of people don't do. And they just they do everything because they worked for someone else or someone said that's the way you should do it and that's the way it's always been. So they have a little bit of, you know, fear around actually stepping into that version of themselves that they see themselves being, the version that makes tons of money, because they can't bridge that gap. And even though they're like, I know that I'm amazing at what I do, their content, their emails, even in their conversations and in the way they speak, it's not clear.
So what's an example of not being clear in the way they speak? What are they not saying or not saying the right way?
And it depends completely on the type of entrepreneur. For instance, one thing that I see a lot from female entrepreneurs is this need to make sure that people know they're doing good and they can do it too, and this and that. And they're like, you can do this if I can do it, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, honestly, that's a bit of a slap in the face, because the people you're talking to, they know they can do it just like you can do it. So instead of saying the reason that you're not getting the result that you want, the reason that your life, your business, whatever it is that you're selling, promoting, or that you want it to happen in your life, the reason it's not working the way you want it to is because you're doing X, Y, or Z. And when you do this instead, you're going to get a completely different result. They are not being direct and just saying those things. Instead, they're saying, you can do it. And you just have to be positive and feel good and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, yeah, that might be true, but that's not what's going to get someone to buy. That's not what's going to make someone feel empowered and want to jump in and work with you.
Mm-hmm. So society, perhaps their upbringing, there could be a lot of variables and factors that go into that, right? Their own insecurities, perhaps?
Yeah, honestly, it is. It's that a lot of times, it may be in younger years, right? You were told, this was a big one for a lot of us. We're told, if you don't have something nice to say, then you don't say anything at all. Like just that general rule of the society, even humanism. And yeah, I'm not saying go out and be a jerk, but at the same time, if all you say is the good stuff and all you say is the things that people, quote unquote, that you think they want to hear, and you're not telling them the truth, the more we're just perpetuating that. And then the more people believe that they can't have that voice, that they can't speak up. So yeah, a lot of it goes back to conditioning in early years. Sometimes it might be some type of trauma or something, but sometimes it's really not anything that big. And it's just maybe like the way that their parents talked to them about things, or the way they were led to believe things, or something that happened to them. And it's really just made them, like, muted them almost.
So I'm curious though, do you think that, let's say she acknowledges that this is an area of weakness or an area mm-hmm. that needs some improvement, however you want to describe that? When it comes to overcoming this challenge, are they getting bad advice, bad intel, or they simply don't know who to turn to and what to do? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a combination, honestly. Yeah. I do. I think, because the thing is, though, the people who have the awareness already, a lot of times maybe they have had that bad advice, or I'll fully admit, like, I have many years of sales and marketing, but I fell into this trap, right? Because everybody's doing it this way, and I have to say these things, or I have to market myself this way, or I have to do this pain point marketing and focus on this. And instead of just doing it the way they want to, because then to your other question, it's, I don't want to do it that way, but I don't necessarily know exactly what to do that's different. So they've led themselves to then believe, I'm just going to do it this way because that's what other people have had success with, and because I don't know how to actually make it the way I want. But the thing is that way you want it, doing business your way, marketing your way, like in your client's voice, in your ideal client's voice, is the thing that is going to be the game changer for you. And there are people out there that will work with you to figure out that. It's about finding that right fit person that you feel completely connected to, that you know gets you. And that's, again, the power of messaging that makes it very clear when someone gets you.
And they have to be willing to acknowledge they have this challenge, that this is an area that needs to be addressed, right?
Absolutely. And I found, and again, when it comes to like that messaging being really powerful, part of that is speak to the people who already have the awareness, the people who are already empowered, they're already aware. Yeah. That's when they jump in right away. That's what I like to call, you know, your perfect fit client or your dream client, where there's no hesitation, because your messaging is spot on. So it's attracting those people that actually already have the awareness versus the people that you need to convince. And when you have that right messaging, you don't attract the people that need to be convinced that is their problem because they already know that it is.
Yeah, exactly. Lori, what's your background? What's your journey? What prepared you for what you're doing today?
My background, this version of my business, I think is about six or seven years in now, but really like strongly the last 4 years I've been doing this. But okay, about 8 years ago, I left my corporate world for the first time. And I have over 15 years of sales and marketing experience. So that is really my background, sales, marketing, and business operations, primarily in the hospitality and tourism industry is where I got my background before coming out on my own. And that's what I went to school for and all of that. But then I went out on my, decided in 2016 to leave my job, leave it all behind. My husband and I picked up, we decided to do this. And 3 months later, we were living in the Caribbean in the US Virgin Islands. I had already started my business doing event planning and remotely. I started it before we even moved there. And then once we got there, within a month, we started my husband's furniture design business where he designed and would build furniture out of reclaimed wood, primarily shipping pallets, because when you're on an island in the middle of the Caribbean, there's a lot of pallets coming in. There's not a lot of pallets going out. So yeah, that we did that journey and we were self-employed. It was living the dream in paradise. Didn't exactly go like we had planned. Within 6 months, I realized one of us needs to have a job. So I did go back. His business was booming a little bit more than mine in the beginning there. So I went back to work and did that for about a year and a half, bounced around. And we actually came back to the States for a while, and I would go back and forth when I had events in the Virgin Islands. It's just a lot of bouncing back and forth before in 2019, I was laid off unexpectedly and basically forced into a choice of, do I want to keep working for someone else where I said I didn't want to do that? I had come to terms with it because this job, it allowed me to travel. It allowed me to work remotely. It was based in the Virgin Islands. It was all for all intents and purposes. I can do this for 10 years. At the time, I was 40. And so I'm like, I can do this till I'm 50. And then I can go do my own thing after I have a bunch of money saved up. That didn't happen. So I made the leap into full-time self-employment at that point. It was scary as heck, but I did it and got my first client, which was a pretty solid number, and replaced. It was actually more than I was making just that one client in my last corporate job. And I just built from there and kept going and going. And now here I am. Like, there's many steps in between, but that's the baseline journey of where I came from.
Yeah, I love it. Now, there are a lot of people out there, as you know, who can help these female entrepreneurs with this same issue.
Yeah.
In terms of how to speak better and be more powerful and how to speak up and stand out in the whole nine yards. What sets you apart from those others who do the same kind of work or something similar? What differentiates you so that you are looked upon as the leader? Because this is a brand forward leadership podcast, right? It's all about being seen as the expert, as that person, the go-to brand. What are your thoughts around that?
Me is what sets me apart. I'm a big believer in the power of the personal brand. You are the most powerful thing that you have at your fingertips. And I always tell my clients, let your freak flag fly, because that you are the thing that is going to attract the people. And the thing is, I'm not for everybody. And I will actually tell people if they're not a good fit for me, because I think that there's so many brilliant people out there.
Yeah.
And the thing that sets me apart is that I'm not just in it to make the money. I'm not in it to just make a sale. I'm in it to make a partnership that is going to exponentially help you to grow your business beyond your wildest dreams. And I only want to attract those people that are really ready to dive in for that kind of a journey. Yeah. So the thing that sets me apart, I think, is, again, I'm straightforward. I'm direct. I'm going to tell you how it is. I can instantly tell someone just by looking at their content, their emails, et cetera, or even by talking to them, why their marketing, why their business isn't working, so that we can take that, we can shift it instantly. I literally have had clients in a month quadruple their income, 10 times their income in 6 months, et cetera, et cetera. So I get good results but it's me that actually really
So when you connect with someone, what bugs you the most in terms of the mindset that you are bumping up against? Is it they're in denial? I just want to circle back to that. Are they in denial, or they're not sure that it's the communication issue? They may want to think that I need a better marketing strategy, a better marketing tactic, I need a script. What kind of barriers do you come up against when you're talking to these potential clients?
I would say I personally come up against very few barriers, and I don't say that to sound like conceited, but again, when you are really confident in what you do and in the power of your outcomes, your work, I've let go of those frustrations, which in the past I was probably attracting somebody who had a lot more of those things that really frustrated me. But now I'm very clear on who my ideal person is. And if you don't, you know, and yes, it's female entrepreneurs, et cetera. I still work with men if they fit the right qualities.
Yeah.
And it is more about coming in with that right mindset, because I understand you're not going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect, right? We're all human. But if you are open, if you are open to the work that we're going to do and curious and ready to dive in, that's really what it takes. The thing that frustrates me is the people that don't, they say, I just need to get another client before I do this, or I just need to do this before that because of that fear. But again, it's not a frustration for me really anymore, because I don't believe there's objections in the sales process. When your messaging is spot on, you attract the right people. And if they say it's not right for them, then that's fine. I'm going to leave it because the right people are going to resonate with what I have to say.
I love it. I love it. Now, you must have a ton of client success stories. Is there one in particular that you're most proud of that you want to share with our audience today?
Oh, one that I'm most proud of. I do have a lot. I will say I have one client who I just actually got a message from her this morning telling me that she in the next month is going to surpass the revenue that she made in 2023 and all of 2023 by the end of May of 2024.
Woohoo! I love that.
So that one is huge. That one is huge. And last month, the same person actually had like her biggest day, week, and month ever. And all of that happened while she was on vacation sitting on the beach.
Oh, that's real good. That's a good one there. So Laura, if there are people out here who are tuning in, female entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, I assume a lot of them are.
A lot of them do have teams as well. But
they have teams. Okay. But they're small business owners.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Fair enough.
Okay. So how can people get in touch with you? What are your socials? What's your URL? How can people get in touch with Lori Conkler?
Yeah. So it's very easy. My name, Lori Conkler, that is my Facebook handle. That is my main social media platform. It's also my LinkedIn handle is my name. So those are the
spell your last name for people who may be listening to this.
Oh, sure. Yes. Conkler. First name, Lori, Lori. I have to spell that too, because there's multiple spellings. So either of those, you are going to find me. Those are my two main social media platforms. And then my Facebook group is called The Success Zone. If you connect with me on Facebook, you'll easily find that as well. Or you can just search in Facebook groups, The Success Zone, and you'll find us.
I love that. The Success Zone. Oh, you snuck that one in. That's good. I like that. Now, before we sign off, Lori, is there one last thing that you would like to say?
Is there one last thing I'd like to say? Well, there's lots of things I'd like to say, but again, anything that I have to say resonates with you, please feel free to reach out. But aside from that, something I said earlier is let your freak flag fly. Be yourself, be uniquely you. Say the things that you need to say, because those are the things that are going to differentiate you. Those are the things that are going to showcase your genius to the world and have people in your DMs, in your inbox, asking to buy from you on a daily basis.
Outstanding. Oh, That is so great. Listen, you are a shining pearl of greatness in the work that
well,
you
thank
do.
You.
I just really want to salute you and acknowledge you, because I've been in the branding field for quite a while now, and I know the real deal when I come across a person, and you certainly are genuine, and I really admire the work that you do.
Well, thank you. Very much appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Laura, for being here today. And for all of you who tuned in, thank you for being here as well. And so until next time, this is Jerry Fawcett, the Big Branding Guy, also known as the Branding Evangelist, signing off. Take care. Jerry Foster here. Thank you so much for listening to my Brand Forward Leadership Podcast. Now, if you are a successful service-based entrepreneur yourself and you've got amazing expertise, I mean services, skills, talents, and abilities that you offer through your company or yourself, and you've been in business for 5, 10 years or more, and you would like to be a guest on this program, I would love to have you. Simply visit jerryfosterbranding.com/brandforwardleadership/apply, and I will certainly check you out and get to know you and so on and so forth. Now, let me just add a couple of other things. Number one, if you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media for me? And if so, just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials, okay? And number two, if you know someone that you feel would be a great guest, someone that I should meet and connect with and so on and so forth, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #BrandForwardLeadership, because I love seeing your posts. I love guest suggestions. That's how we all grow. That's how we all connect and make it through this world, which are through our relationships and our connections. And lastly, let me throw this in. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. I'm always on the lookout for not only great guests, but great content. And so therefore, because we're always putting great new stuff out, juicy stuff, make sure you don't miss any episodes in the future. So please go ahead and subscribe. And I also love what? I love support. I love love. So your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. So if you can find it in your heart to go ahead and show me that kind of support and love, I would really appreciate it. And on a second note, if you would like to know more about me, the work that I do, simply go to my website at jerryfosterbranding.com or follow me on LinkedIn or Facebook at Jerry Foster Branding or Instagram at Jerry Foster Big Brand Man. Okay? Jerry Foster Big Brand Man. Again, thanks for listening. Until we see you the next time, take care.